and welcome back to the Emma's Diary podcast. I'm Amy from Through Amy's Eyes, and I'm back with my two lovely friends, Jenny and Sarah. And this week, we're going to be talking about gender stereotypes in babies. And this is a bit of an odd topic, because there's some debate around, does gender stereotypes exist in babies, or is it something that we as parents force upon them when we decide to dress our boys in blue and our girls in pink? It's a kind of a very hotly debated subject at the moment, especially with a lot of parents moving towards raising their child as gender neutral now. That's become a thing that people do. I think if you would have gone back 20 years ago, gender neutral didn't exist, did it? You either had a boy or you had a girl. That was that. But what with the rise in the popularity of gender neutral, I think that is bringing out a lot more gender neutral options. So you've got more clothing that's gender neutral. But I do still think that underlying that, there is still quite a lot of gender stereotypes. I mean, I've got a prime example of this, not so much when my firstborn was a baby, but more when he was a little bit older. And this was to do around toys, that traditionally boys are meant to play with certain toys, girls are meant to play with another kind of toys. My son was about one, I think. He was only very small. And we were in a big supermarket and he saw a tea set that he was really interested in. So I bought him this tea set, and as I'm putting it across, there was a lady standing near me, and I can't remember what she said because it was kind of nearly 4 years ago now, but she said something along the lines of, "You're not buying that for him, are you? He's a boy." Mm-hmm. And I kind of just stood there and thought, sorry, can your husband or your son not make tea? You know, surely that's a fundamental life skill to be able to make tea and coffee. And I was just kind of shocked at how a toy that is so innocent had a gender attached to it. And I bought the tea set for him. I thought nothing of him playing with it, and he loved it. But that woman clearly thought that there was a gender attached to that toy. And that happens so often, I think.
Do you think it's something to do with your age?
Generations.
Do you think generations have different opinions on this?
Yeah, I agree. Because if you think our generation, I think we were the generation where this kind of thing was just starting to emerge, wasn't it? So in our lifetimes, we've seen the rise of the LGBTQ community. That's become very, very accepted now. There's been, as I said, about gender neutral. That's become a very accepted thing now. So I do think it is a generational thing. Because if you would have gone back 50 years ago, would you have seen a boy playing with a doll?
Probably wouldn't be allowed.
No, exactly. It wouldn't be allowed. That's exactly it. And if you think, we're going slightly off tangent here, but think about birth. Men weren't allowed in the room. Now, if you didn't have a man in the room with you when you were giving birth, people would be like, where's the father? Yeah. Because it has just changed so, so much. I mean, you've got a girl, haven't you, Sarah? I mean, have you ever found, you may not have done, have you ever found that you've had any times in her life where she's faced any kind of gender stereotypes?
Do you know what? I'm sure we've had this conversation before. I think it's okay for girls to play with boys' things. I think it's okay for girls to play with a wider range of toys and not have any kind of judgment whatsoever as compared to boys. But what I found as a first-time mum, and this was really strange for me because I didn't know the gender of either of my babies before I had them, and you know, it was going to be part of that surprise and part of the excitement. So of course I had a lot of, you know, white clothing and creams and yellows and greys and all those greens. Neutral clothing. As soon as my little girl was born, I really wanted to dress her as a girl.
Yeah.
And that was just something in me, which it surprised me.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong in that. You know, I think if I, not that I was going to have any more children, but if I ever had a girl, I would want to dress her in pretty dresses and bows. And I now have two boys, and there is something very satisfying about dressing them in little tiny dicky bows. And it is really cute.
Oh, it is cute. But
as you said around the toy thing, that's really interesting, because you are so right that it is so acceptable for girls to play with. If you saw a girl playing with, I don't know, football, you wouldn't think anything of it. But if somebody saw a boy playing with a baby doll or with Barbies, not so much our generation, but generations before us, would probably look at it and go, oh, what's wrong with that little boy? Because it is, it's not that accepted. Same as, I think we were talking about this the other day, about fancy dress. So if you had a child that was happy to, a girl, for example, that wanted to dress as a pirate.
Not a problem.
No problem with that. You can actually find girl pirate costumes now, even though a pirate is traditionally a boy. But if you had a boy that wanted to dress as a fairy. You are not going to be able to find a boy fairy costume anywhere. It's all going to be girly and pretty.
Frilly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I think a lot of it comes down to how you raise your children as well and who you're surrounded by. Because I know, Jenny, you were, before we started this, you were kind of saying that you don't really have much experience with any kind of negative gender stereotypes for your kids.
No, I've never been approached or anything or said anything. But I do find with the whole gender-neutral toys and things like that, like, one with my first, he wanted a tea set, so I bought him a tea set. But before I bought him this tea set, and this tea set I looked ages for, because all the ones I could see were pink, purple, Minnie Mouse. They're all girly things on them.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, I didn't have an issue with him, but at the same time, it was quite nice to buy one that was neutrally coloured, because it's not so in your face as well. And I did actually manage to find a set that was like yellow, like pastel yellows, blues and greens, and it was a really nice set. But even now, you know, my youngest, he likes to push a buggy around, so I thought of maybe buying him a buggy. But all the ones that you see are pink, they're frilly, and you don't really see any that are blue, or if you do, there's only the...
There's not many of them around,
and that is it, really.
Yeah.
So I've not really gone out there and, you know, said much about it. So I've never had an experience.
A negative experience, which is good,
Really good. I mean, I was thinking about behaviour as well. Recently, I had something happen where I was a lovely little group, and my little lady, as she can do, was telling another child exactly how they were going to play a game. And I turned around and said, "Are you being kind or are you being bossy?" And this other child's adult actually turned around to me and said, "Oh, I hate hearing girls being called bossy. Because if it was a boy, you wouldn't call them bossy."
And I just
kind of looked and said, "Don't worry." I had my little boy in between my knees at the time. I said, "Don't worry, I'll be saying if he's being bossy as well.
Yeah.
It's completely fine." But it's like the expectation on behaviour as well, isn't it? It's almost sometimes...
If boys are being loud and boisterous, that's acceptable.
Boys, you know.
But if a girl was being loud and boisterous, it might be, well, you need to calm down a little bit now.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it is. I think we're moving in the right direction, but there's still a lot of society that needs to change. I mean, here's a really controversial question for you girls, and I have my thoughts and feelings on this that I'll share with you after, but I want to know what you two think first. Has gender neutralism, if that's a word, gone too far? So can it go too far? Is there a limit?
I think it depends how much you see your gender as part of your identity. And I was surprised, as I said, I was surprised how much I felt that part of my baby's identity when my first was born was the fact she was the girl.
Right.
And I wanted people to know she was a girl, and that was part of her identity. Therefore, for me, as a mum, I want her to know that she's, you know, a young woman. But I also wanted to know that if she wants to be a doctor, she can be a doctor. If she wants to go to uni, she can go to uni. That there's no glass ceiling attached with her being a woman, but actually that is part of her identity.
Yeah. How about you?
See, I've never hidden the fact of, like, you know, girls and boys from my boys at all.
Hmm.
So I've never really raised awareness of even if they wanted to be more girly or more boyish. I've never really done anything about it, and they can be whoever they want to be, you know.
Yeah.
I did actually hear, I think it was from my husband actually, he was telling me, apparently he read somewhere or heard that they're going to start teaching young children, I think it was something as silly as like reception,
about
different genders and being, you know,
transgender
and things like that as well. And you know, in a way, I was a bit like, well, they're a bit young. Like, look at it. That's like my children's age.
Yeah.
So, you know, is it a bit young or...?
Well, I've got a counter-argument for that, because I've got a very good friend of mine, a lady, who has a wife. And my girl has been aware of their relationship since she was a tiny dot. So you've been to their house countless times. She knows that they're wife and wife. And it was really interesting watching her explaining that to my mum when my mum was saying, no, girls can only marry boys. And my 4-year-old turned around and explained to my mum, no, you can marry a girl if you want to.
See,
which I found really empowering.
I think it's good that they're taught that. So I'm all for maybe not actually sitting them down and teaching them it, but having storybooks in the classroom where there are two mummies or there are two daddies.
Yeah.
There are a whole wide range of families. And I think when perhaps they talk to our children in schools about families, they talk about how families can be so different. What I do find unnerving, if that's the right way, I don't know, but is when they start talking about, when they say they're going to start teaching our children about kind of being a transgender and understanding that you can change your gender if you want to. I mean, I know that my four-year-old, if I was trying to explain to him that he could change his gender, he would just be mind blown. He wouldn't understand it, and that scares me that it could confuse him. If I had a child that had those tendencies where I thought, okay, maybe there is tendencies that he's not happy in his body, could he then become more confused by being taught things in school and having other children's input, etc.? I don't know, that's just, that's my personal opinion.
It's got
to
be age appropriate, hasn't it?
That's why I think, having storybooks and things.
You know, sex education, everything like that, it's got to be age appropriate. And, you know, they are four when they enter school, they are babies. And, you know, sex education at four is hand washing and how to be a good friend. So it's got to be on the same level as that, hasn't
it? I think it is a fine line though, because, I mean, I think all three of us, we're very open with our children. We're very kind of, I would frequently say to people when I'm talking about my son, especially the older one, not so much the younger one yet, but I'll say to him, oh yeah, when he's older and he's husband or wife, I never assume that he's going to have a wife. Not because I think he's gay, I don't know, you know, but just because I don't want him to grow up thinking, well, I've always been told that I've got to have a wife, so that's what I've got to do. If he does ever want to tell me that he's gay, or if he ever wanted to tell me that he wanted to change gender, I want him to know that that's not an alien concept.
Yeah.
But as you said, to make it age appropriate. But I do, going back to the original question, I do think that sometimes gender neutral can go too far. So there was something in the news recently where somebody in another country, they wanted their gender to be put on their passport as X. They didn't want to have a gender specified to them. And I kind of said to my husband, but they have a gender. Regardless if they are a woman that has changed to a man or a man that has changed to a woman, they have a gender. Surely, they can't, I don't know, they can't just be X. You know, I could easily teach my children that you may be a boy now, but if you ever wanted to become a woman because you felt like you wanted to be a girl, then you can do that. But teaching them that they don't have to be anything, how does that just, maybe it's because I don't understand it, I don't know, I really don't know.
They're not anything though, are they? They're something at all. They've got to be something. Even if they are in the transition of changing between one to the next, they are still
physically
something.
There is something,
you know, before that, even that transition finishes, even if it's 50%, they're still something.
I agree.
So
but then on the flip side,
I think that's silly, like having the ex, like not having your gender.
But I'm literally being my own antagonist here. What does it matter? Part of me thinks, you know, I'm bothered about the fact that somebody wants to be gender neutral, but what does it matter to me?
Is it going to affect you?
It's not going to affect my life. If they're happy, if they're healthy, if they're living their life the way they want to, then who am I to judge? Who am I to have any opinion on what they should do? See, I think it's such a hard one, and I think it's only going to get more clouded in the next few years as more different things come out. I mean, you look in the last 5 years, the amount of different sexualities that have come out and all. And
it's become more socially acceptable, hasn't it?
It has, yeah, and I think that's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's a good thing. So everybody's happier to just come out with it as well, and more people are accepted that they are what they are as well if they want to change. Because years and years ago, people were afraid to tell their relatives or their close friends and things what they were.
Yeah, afraid of being shamed,
liked,
or,
you know.
Yeah.
My worst fear as a mum is that one of my children would be frightened to tell me something.
Yeah, I totally
agree
with that.
Whatever one of my children wants to tell me, I hope, you know, even if it's dreadful, as in, you know, I'm not talking about the gender side of stuff, you know, if they've got themselves into terrible trouble or whatever, I hope their first thought is, I need to tell mum, I need to get mum to help me sort this out, rather than, you know.
Yeah, there was something that I saw on social media, it was like a little picture thing, and it said, I want my children's first thought not to be, oh God, I need to tell mum, I want it to be, oh my God, I want to tell my mum. And I see exactly what you mean with that. You want to be there to support them rather than them fear coming to you because of consequence linked to it. But it's a very interesting topic, and I think the one that will be up for debate for a very long time. But it's really interesting to get your opinions on it, ladies, and thank you so much for sharing. And thank you very much to listening to this edition of Emma's podcast, and make sure you tune in again next time to hear again. Thanks for listening.